Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snoop. Mwah!
Welcome back. 7:30 hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century. Now in our 24th year, having a great visit with Dr. Eric Cole. Eric, I need your website, please.
www.secure-anchor.com. And I don't know if I told you, Jim, I have a new book coming out in May called Cyber Crisis.
Well, we expect to launch it on the show.
Let's do it. I love that. Great plan.
No, absolutely. I need an advanced copy, though, and let me know what I can do to help you with that. So that's automatic. Dr. Eric Cole, folks, say it again. Say the website again, please.
Secure-anchor.com.
All right. So check that out, folks. Eric, the SolarWinds breach, the global software company that 97% of the government, the federal government, was using, got breached by, we think it was the Russians, but everybody thinks everything was the Russians. You know, when there's not enough milk on the shelves in the grocery stores, that's because of the Russians, apparently, in America these days. So I don't, do we actually know who breached us through SolarWinds? Do we know that it was the Russians?
We do not. There hasn't been any public factual data that has been disseminated to show that was the case. But no, you're spot on. These companies don't do proper security. They get sloppy with their security. But if they came out and said that, their stock prices would drop. But if they come out and say it was an advanced Russian threat called Fuzzy Bear the Snowman, right, with a cool name, then everyone's like, oh my, and they get off the hook with it. And it's like, come on, this is not, maybe the adversary was advanced, but the attack was not an advanced vector, and this attack, and this is the scary part, this attack could have been prevented.
Exactly, because it came in through Microsoft's Office 365, didn't it?
From what we can tell, it was a basic phishing attack that somebody clicked on. And so first thing is, when you're getting any email, if you have a Windows device that you're doing work on, don't click or open the attachment. I use a separate iPad or non-Windows device to check email and search the web. That's the first thing you want to do as a small business owner. Next, you want to make sure you have some segmentation. That system of that user that was connected to the internet had direct access to the source code, and that's how they were able to modify and change the source code. So you also want to make sure any of your critical data is isolated and separate from email-based systems.
So what you're saying is, this is astonishing, and I think this is news. I haven't heard anybody else say this. You're saying that the assault that penetrated our entire government to steal secrets and all kinds of things that compromised our security for a year, maybe 2 years ago, and they're still in there. Well, they're still inside of our computers, folks, the government. You're saying that probably happened because one person clicked on the wrong thing in the government or in SolarWinds. I think it started at SolarWinds, and SolarWinds downloading updates got it into the government. Isn't that what happened?
That is correct. It was SolarWinds that was impacted. They did a software update and into the government. Yeah. So two key messages here. One is, one of the key rules of cybersecurity that we've always said was segmentation, least privilege, limit and reduce access. You shouldn't have access to anything. And here's the problem. Problem one, the person's computer had access to the source code. Problem two, the SolarWinds computers at all the government agencies had full access to everything else. If those systems were isolated,
you've got to have some firewalls up, don't you? You've got to have some double authentication firewalls, don't you? Triple, quadruple authentication.
Yeah. And it's so easy these days because all of the technology they're using is software-based, so you can go in with no extra money and set up a software-defined network where you have a firewall isolating it without any extra cost, It's easy and simple, but what happened is people got sloppy, and this is what happens when you get sloppy.
When you get paid the kind of money they get paid to provide the government with software, you're not allowed to be sloppy. Hey, Eric, thank you for your time. Thank you for the report. This was awesome. Come back soon, and please make sure that I get an early copy of your book so we can launch it on the show.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, and I'll put Cyber Crisis in the mail right now.
All right. Sounds good. Yeah, thanks, Eric Cole, Dr. Eric Cole, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to check out his website, and we'll get him back again another day. He's got a lot of important stuff to report for us. Folks, you don't hear some of this stuff anywhere else. When have you heard any of this stuff Eric told us today on CNN or MSNBC or even Fox, for that matter? I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.